again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say, and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for our little babies, and thank God for our young adult choir. Thank God for them. Being a Christian, I think we ought to do all we can while we can for the Lord. We ought to put all we got in it for Him. We notice these football players, basketball, they put everything they got in it, trying to win. But we already have won. We can double shout. See, already we can shout right now. We already have won. Jesus is your Lord. You have already won. You just stay in the race. You have already been fought, and the victory have already been won. The old folks said, "We're gonna shout now." God is good. God is good. Still on God, need nothing. 135th message, and he needs nothing, and listen at what I have to say, and but stay with the subject. He needs nothing from you and me and nobody else. God not on the corner nowhere begging for nobody, but he got preachers telling you to get saved. But he not begging for nobody. He in a class all by himself. Nobody like him. We'll never fully understand God. Even when we go to heaven, we'll never fully understand God. Bless his holy name. Look at John 10, 7 through the 11th verse again, if you will. Dealing with God and the devil. And sticking with that, because folks don't know your enemy. You need to know your enemy. Some can fool you, but you need to know the devil himself. They dress up in Christian clothes, but inward they are raving wolves. Can't go by how folks look, but their behavior. Amen. That's his holy name. He said, and then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastors. No, I read that again. Read this 10th verse of who I'm dealing with. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. The way it reads, it's no good in him, no kind of way. Three scores, you are out. And he steals, he kills, and he destroys. Now, who wants to follow somebody like that? But you'll be surprised. So many people love to follow him. But thank God he wasn't through talking. And then Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. A life that can't nobody give but him. Abundant of life. You got life, but God got abundant of life that we can't handle on our own. And then he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You can't beat that nowhere. Who don't want to follow Jesus? A shepherd that really loves us. And a shepherd who have proved his love when he died on the cross. He proved he wasn't dying for himself. He was dying for us. Man. He had life and death in his own hands. He gave up his life to pay a price that we weren't able to pay for ourselves. And we ought to love ourselves some Jesus. I ain't said like him. I said we ought what? Love him. And I believe when you love him, I'm talking about love him. When you really love him, you will obey him to the best of your ability. But you got to do what? Love him. Just think about if the church loved Jesus like fans love football.
All right, all right.
Love Jesus like fans love basketball. Think about it. We go out the way for him.
Yeah.
Price going up higher and higher. Just to see folk wrath and box and hit one another. Run into one another, knock one another down. And hear Jesus wake us up every morning. And when you get knocked down, he pick you up.
That's right.
And we don't want to love him.
That's right.
You got to. I found this out since I've been a preacher pastor. You got to love Jesus.
That's right.
You can't play love with him. You got to love him. He know if you love him, you ought to love him. He done something for you nobody else can ever do for you. Can't nobody save your soul from going to hell but Jesus.
That's right.
Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. Nothing else can do it. Computer can't do it. You ought to text Jesus sometime. You ride down the highway, you'll see folks all the time. They got one hand right here, another hand somewhere. They're just looking, they're about to run over somebody. But you ought to try to text Jesus. And I found out that These two gods that we've been reading about. I told you, God got me on it. You lack it if you want it, but God got me on it. I'm just... There's two gods in the world. And everybody in here, everybody in the world serving one of these two gods. Everybody. You can't serve both at the same time. You just only serve one. You can't serve both. Yeah. God ain't going to have it. He doesn't need us that bad. Yeah, he love us. And he don't prove that he love us. God Almighty. Everybody on this earth are obedient to one of these gods. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Everybody. Stop fooling yourself. You can't double dog get God. You know, or two timing. Like that. See, he knows his work from the beginning to the end. Then. You can't trick God. He fixed things already. Can I sit down a minute? God ain't nowhere got his head down worrying about nothing.
That's right.
I wonder what they're doing down there. He don't have to send the angel nowhere. The angel go where he wants them to go.
That's right.
He's sitting on the throne. How can he do that? No, ask me. How can he do it? But I tell you this, he already fixed it before you got here. He the one brought you here. You didn't bring him here. And he know your life from the beginning to the ending. It blow our mind. We'll never fully understand God. Nobody. Nothing. We'll never fully understand God. How he know everything before you got here. Can't fool him. I'm a trick God. How do you trick God? God Almighty. Only thing God does, he doesn't play tricks. He doesn't have to play no tricks. Because we got everything under control. Even the ants, the mosquito in his hand. He controls everything. He ain't nowhere worrying about nothing. God don't know what worry is. Oh boy. We ought to obey God. Then to obey man. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you there are two gods on this earth. God and Satan. Everybody on this earth is fighting one of these two gods. Everybody. Only two gods, and everybody on this earth is following one of the two. You can't follow both at the same time.
Amen.
Why, Reverend Walker? Because they're going different ways. You can't go left and right at the same time. Let's stop fooling ourselves. God Almighty. The world needs to know this. We playing Jesus too light. We think Jesus something to play with. But I don't find out he's nothing to play with. Oh boy. Paul, look at Luke for me right quick. 22, 31, and 32. Oh boy. He's some God, boy. I tell you, huh? Y'all may call me crazy, but he's some God, I promise you.
And the Lord said,
yeah.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you,
Lord Almighty,
that he may sift you as wheat.
How God know that? Oh, take your time. Who told him?
Come on. Huh.
Nobody have to tell God nothing. He already know what comes out your mouth and already what know in your mind.
Right now, all of us in here, see, I'm trying to show you God. All of us in the world, God already know what everybody thinking about right now.
Yes, sir.
Right. Oh, boy. He knows what you're going to do when you leave here. That blow our minds. He knows what we're going to do tomorrow if we live. That blow our minds. And we try to put God in a little basket, think we can handle God. You can't handle God. I can't handle God. Man can't handle God. You can talk, do this, twist that, but God's still going to stand and say, I'm God. Nobody, nothing is bigger than God. God Almighty. I'm not in a hurry. It blow out of mind. When we said God got the whole world in his hand, we can't hold a chair in your hand by itself, but he got the whole world in his hand. So what I got in my hand, I can do what I want with it. Not only have everything, but I know what's in my hand, and I can have what I got in my hand and do what I want with it. Can't nobody touch me.
Amen.
I'm trying to show you who God is. When you find out really who God is, just humble yourself at his feet and saying, I can't do nothing without you. Lord Almighty. Satan know that, see? And Satan always wrestling with our mind all the time. All the time. God tell you to do this, he's going to tell you to do that. All the time the devil rousing. That reason you need to know the word of God for yourself. Amen. You meet folks sometimes. Sometimes it be the devil folks. Yeah. They'll tell you about different things. But know for yourself. Oh. How in the world he know that? That the devil have, won't the sister him have wheat. Get all the goodness out of him. Yeah. Get all the goodness out of him. Then it be a devil like him. See, get all the, sift all the goodness out of him. Weigh him down. Let him go through the tests and trials and give up. He got everything in his hand. And he know the devil have a desire. If you ain't doing nothing, the devil will just pat you on the back to keep going. But those who standing up for Jesus, he want to stop them anytime he can. God Almighty, help us. Ain't you glad God knows everything? Right now. God know everybody in here right now. He know everybody's mind in here right now. You can twist it like you want it, but he know it. He know who you mad with.
Right.
He know all of that. God Almighty. He know everything. When you get that in your mind and in your spirit, boy, you start humbling yourself. I can't trick God. I can't go somewhere where God is not.
All right.
He was there before you got there.
All right.
When you come, he'll meet you. God, I'm bring on Paul.
But
God, I'm man.
I have prayed.
Hallelujah.
For thee.
Yeah.
That thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
Ain't you glad God praying for you?
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for God, God, but if it wasn't for God, the devil would kill all of us.
You're right.
We're not here because we are careful. The devil want to kill you right now.
Yeah.
But by his grace, God already prayed for you.
Yeah.
The devil can't do what he wants to do. He had to get permission from God to do something. Always remember that. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you won't be where you are, and I won't be where I am. He has to get permission. All the devil know how to do is steal, kill, and destroy. He don't know nothing else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor.
But thank God for the mercy of God. Thank God for the grace of God. That means God said men ought to always what? Pray. Don't you never leave home without what? Pray.
Mama.
Well, I mean, sometimes you be meditating on always pray.
Yeah.
Always pray.
Always.
God listening at us all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And sometimes, do you hear me, God? You just talk right. That's all.
All right.
You just be real. He hear you when you are real.
Yes, sir.
I don't find out something. You ain't got to turn no flip.
I don't say.
You ain't got to get on your head. You just get on your knees, even if you can't get on your knees. You say, Lord, have mercy on me. Just that the simple few words right there. He hear that. Hold on. I have prayed. Boy, I ain't never get through so many. You know, wait, watch this. Watch this. See, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Matter of fact, the devil came to me last night. Now, this all us talking, though. The devil come to me last night. I'm talking, this God and the devil talking, though. Came to me and said, get Jimmy today. Let me have him. I bet you if you let me have him, I'll make him cuss you to your face. I said, go on and mess with him. Because I don't pray for him. See, if he turn the devil loose on you, he condition you.
All right. Hallelujah.
He give you double power.
Yes, sir.
He let the Holy Ghost come and give you some extra power.
Yeah.
Come from about to face my enemy today.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And sometimes you're trying to trick him, but God already gave him wisdom how to handle the devil. When God, well, about to get happy. When God pray for you, can't nobody touch you. Now he allowed them to touch you. When he pray for you, they couldn't touch him. Boy, I don't pray for you, told Peter. I don't pray for you that your strength. And when you get straight yourself, right now you can't help nobody.
Yeah. All right.
But when you meet me, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a little touch of me. But when you really meet me,
yes, sir.
Don't go right now because you're not able. But after a while, you go strengthen your brother.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you power to do it. When God give up, Holy Ghost power, the devil got your bag up then.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so glad I've been born again. I don't know what to do. You got to know who keep you. When God, you know, keep you, he give you boldness to stand and tell the world what thus saith the Lord. That's not boasting, not bragging, but I'm just being fair and honest. Not afraid to tell folks the truth, preachers. God ain't in no hurt for nothing. And nobody. The devil know it. See, the devil know it.
You're right.
Oh, read on, Paul.
That's it, Pastor.
That's it right there. But I ain't through right there, though. But look at 2 Corinthians for me. 2 Corinthians 11, 18 through 15. See, years ago, I used to hoon. Stage revival sometime all this summer. Revival. Revival. 18 and 19 revivals a year. Revival. But I'm got to teach now.
That's right.
Ain't no hooning. Some of them. Come on now, come on. I'm coming. I'm up top. I'm top right now. See, when you, well, I'm about to get happy, boy. When See, when you talk about Jesus, you're on top already. I found out something since I've been a pastor. We get happy talking about Daniel and Lion Den. We still in there. Daniel had power. Daniel had grace in God. But some of us still down there. I don't know how to get out.
That's right.
But when you go for his name's sake, he'll watch over you. He'll take care of you. Yeah. I don't be hard on preaching, but we got to talk about us. Because folk have confidence in us. And when they don't have confidence in you, because you're doing everything, you can't live any kind of way. And you got to tell them the truth. Oh, boy. Yeah. False apostles. They real. They here right now. In this world, in churches. Churches, God of mine, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, trying to act like, but not real, put on a front, but not real, do things behind folks' back, but not real, trying to act like, but the real devil comes out. And when God get a hold of you, he'll bring it out to you.
Yes, sir.
Mama.
When you, boy. When you got Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I said, when you got Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing else can harm you except they get permission from him.
Yes,
always remember that, saints. Yes, God can let us go through some tests and trials, but I dare you to stand still. That same God that told the lion, don't bother, boy. The same fire in the fire funny told that fire, don't you burn that boy there. That's my boy. That's something to think about. The same Red Sea that God's still on right now. He speak to it and never talk back. Only us talk back. He told it, Red Sea, spread yourself. And the Holy said, for what? They got to obey what he said. We serve the same identical God who spread the Red Sea.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
The old folk tell us sometime his long arm hadn't got no. His power hadn't got no. We serve Moses God.
All right.
We serve Abraham God.
All right.
We serve Jacob Isaac God.
Yeah.
And then Jesus stepped on the scene.
Well.
We serve the same God Jesus said.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we ought to, brother lawyer, oh boy. We ought to go crazy for Jesus.
You're right.
For how good he is to us.
That's right.
Watch the devil. He had to watch. He's slick. You talking about slick? He is slick. He'll make you think you serving God. Give you permission in a sense. Well, you need to go every once in a while. You ought to pray sometime. Being a hypocrite. Just like God used people, the devil does the same thing. In religious. He got false preachers. He got false everything.
That's right.
Everything God got, he got it, but it's false.
That's right.
But God got the whole world in his hand.
Amen.
God Almighty. False everything. Act like. Anybody can put on a front for a while.
Well.
Anybody can dress up in holy clothes. Yeah, watch that guy. I don't met kind of all. I'm not bragging. I ain't doing off at nobody. Since I've been a pastor, walked the street and everywhere and in church and everywhere. But you see folks sometimes, the devil come out of them.
Yeah, right.
I don't talk to folks sometimes, their eyes red as fire. Mm. You see the devil even in them sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
I know I'm right. But they look at you, they can't stand you. But they can't touch you. Until God allowed them to touch you. And you got to be willing to go through the fire furnace if you're going to follow Jesus Christ.
Well,
God Almighty. Read on, Paul. I'll be here all day.
And no marvel.
No marvel.
For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
That's what you got to watch.
Yes.
I mean, God, when we stay on this message, we don't talk about the devil enough. He takes over churches. Y'all didn't know that?
Yeah.
Jesus trying to let us know, don't be surprised. Oh. No marvel. Don't be surprised. Lord, he's dealing with the devil here now.
Right.
Mom, don't be surprised for Satan himself transform himself into an angel of light. Look like an angel, act like an angel, but on the inside he is a wolf. In other words, he put on front. A lot of folk put on fronts until God pulled the cover off them. That's when you ought to know the Bible for yourself, all you can. And you'll know how he talks sometimes. You'll know how he come at you sometimes. You'll know who's talking to you sometimes. He own churches, some of them.
Amen.
I ain't hard on my preacher. I want to tell you the truth. They ever got them in the pulpit.
You're right. Right. Amen.
They all over churches. Don't let nobody fool you.
You're right.
Anywhere the devil can mess up somebody, he gonna do it. Lead folks astray, he gonna try to do that. Transform himself, act like he light, but he dark on the inside. Put on a front. They start confusion, all that kind of stuff. You gotta watch it. That means the church ought to pray. That means I have a problem. You ain't bragging now. On Saturday morning and Wednesday. You better pray in your church all the time, preachers.
Amen.
Got to pray. The devil, if you're talking about Jesus, the devil there somewhere.
Amen.
I ain't joking with you. Bless his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. Read on, Paul.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
God, oh man, just watch the word. But look at it. No, no. He said, don't even be kind of no, therefore. Therefore, it is no great thing. He got ministers?
Yes, sir.
But the Bible said it, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Transform as ministers of what?
Righteousness.
I'm dealing with folk put on fronts.
All right.
Put on fronts.
Yes, sir.
Why you think if you're talking about I'm a child of God, he's going to hang around the church, ain't he?
That's right, Pastor.
It's so, I know, cut me off, preacher, but so many preachers ain't never been called a preacher's a turkey.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No, I'm going to go to school, but you don't go to school to be no preacher.
All right. All right. All right.
They taking up preaching.
Yes, sir.
You don't take up preaching. It's a calling.
Amen.
I promise you, it's a calling.
Well,
if you haven't heard God call, somebody help me. Help. You've been called. I know I've been called. Ain't whacking.
Right.
You got to help me.
Yes, sir.
He's been called. Yo, you've been called. Yes, I've been called.
Yes, sir.
And I wasn't asleep when I was called.
All right. That's right. All right. That's right.
What God looked like calling me in my sleep?
All right. Come on, Red.
That's right.
All right. Talk about it.
I was on my job when he called me.
Yeah.
I was working for my family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah.
I had to leave my job.
Yes, sir.
Folk thought I was crazy. I wasn't crazy. I just out my head. I just want my useless self no more.
Say it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not boasting. I'm not talking about when you call, buddy, you call.
Jesus.
Ain't no playing around this thing.
Jesus.
I'm taking it up now. You go, oh, I don't take this up.
Yeah.
The devil run you out of here.
All right.
See, when you ain't got Jesus, buddy, the devil run you out of pulpit. Or have you there for himself.
Yeah.
Devil got folk planted everywhere, in churches and everywhere else, but never been called by God. Don't care nothing about folk's soul. All they want to go.
That's right.
And want to be bowed down to.
Preach, brother.
That reason I couldn't handle any verse. I cut it out because it looked like I'm sitting on a throne.
Come on.
All want to take Jesus' place no kind of way.
All right.
Don't worship me no kind of way.
All right.
God called me to preach. I'm going to preach.
Yes, sir. Preach.
And I'm going to tell folks the truth if I got the run.
Yeah.
That's a poor man who can tell folk to go to hell. When you don't preach the gospel like God want to be preached, you tell the folk go to hell.
That's right. Brother.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Brother.
That's right.
Preach.
That's
preach,
right.
Pastor. Preach the gospel.
And we feel like everything got a church steeple on, the devil got church steeples.
All right.
When that preacher don't tell you the truth, you got your devil.
That's right.
I don't care who it is.
Amen.
I don't care how he try to act. It ain't no act, this thing. You can put on a big front. The devil know how to put on a big front.
Yeah.
But if he love Jesus, he going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, right.
If he don't care what coming at church, all kind of mess, you got your devil.
That's you're right.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory.
He put on a front. Ain't you?
Yeah. You're right.
Yes, sir.
Preach.
Ain't you glad you ain't got to put on no front?
Brother,
that's right.
Brother.
That's
right. But I'm not like putting on a front to y'all trying to prove something to you. I'm just going to be Walker, been called by God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I told you, if you don't want the truth, don't come in here. I'm telling you right now. What I know to tell nothing but the truth. I don't want God to get me. I love your soul.
Yes, sir.
The devil. Folks don't talk about him enough. He everywhere.
Yeah.
But he can't do nothing with God.
You're right.
Confuse folks.
Yeah.
Is all he want to do. Just confuse people. Playing church. God Almighty. God preachers. God church. Have the most important job on this earth.
Amen.
Oh, that must say. But we take it too lightly. God and Satan are not playing. Either one of them playing. Only thing, God ain't worrying about nothing. Because he got everything in his hand. God ain't nowhere sweating. God ain't no wrestling with nobody. Wrestling with no devil. What do you look like wrestling with a devil? He ain't wrestling with nothing. God just sitting on his throne. And he got angels day and night saying holy. Day, I said day and night.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Holy.
Yeah.
It ain't no evening ship and midnight ship. The same crowd.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
hold it.
Yeah.
They don't get tired of getting on water. They don't have to go to the bathroom. Just hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it. We are man will never fully understand God. Never. God blow man mind. The devil don't fully understand him. No, nobody know all about God. Nobody. Boy, but you know when he prevails.
Well,
I promise you'll know. I said you'll know that.
Yeah.
Preacher, don't y'all know that?
Yes.
It's just something about God's spirit.
Right. That's right.
Oh boy. It'll give you joy when you're sad and pick you up when you're down. Heal you when you're sick. It's just something about him. When he covered, things get quiet.
Mama.
It's something about him. And my brother and sister, it's a strange thing about man. When he hear about something is coming to destroy his body, a harmful to his body, he will do all that he can to protect his body. Am I telling the truth? You say anybody slow. I said, I'm telling the truth. All right now. And he won't go 2 feet to save his own soul. And they said, he won't go 2 feet to save his own soul. And my brother and sister, he'll do all of that, hear all that, but won't go 2 more feet to give his life to Jesus. That's sad, ain't it? When it comes down to the body, he'll do all he can to protect it. Y'all know it, say amen.
You're right.
I ain't going over there, no. But when it comes down to our soul, we won't go 2 feet. If you're giving away some onions, we going over there. Giving away some onions, we going everywhere to get something, always getting something. But when it comes down to your soul, we won't go an inch to get our soul saved.
Mama.
I know I'm telling the truth. The devil know I'm telling the truth. And my brother and sister, the devil, everybody said
devil,
because we're dealing with two gods on this earth. The devil want man to put more value on his body and the things of this world more than his own soul. Y'all got that? I said the devil put more value on his what? Body. More than his own what?
Soul.
Now watch what Jesus said. Matthew 16, 26 through the 28th verse. God Almighty.
For what is a man profited?
Watch it now.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Somebody tell me what? Can anybody come up with anything that more better to have something or get your soul saved? Somebody come up, tell me somebody what more important?
Nothing.
Wonder why nothing is more important than your soul. Anybody tell me out there? Wonder why more. Ain't nothing more important than your soul. Watch this now. Huh? There you go, baby. He got to live where? Somewhere. See, he got to live somewhere. That soul can never stop existing. had a funeral yesterday. That just was a body. The reason it was laying there because the soul was where? Gone. Man is a living what?
Soul.
Yes, sir.
Living soul means never stop what?
Yeah.
The soul is the image of who?
God.
You can't destroy God.
All right.
So we got God in us. That's got to live somewhere. For how long?
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
See, we took that house that that soul lived in and put it back in the ground where it's come from.
Yeah.
The reason we had to do that because God called him out of the body.
All right.
But one day when Jesus come back at his church, we're going to have boys according to the scripture saying, come up here, altar. And ain't nobody going to hear it but the real church. For yesterday, if it happened right now as I speak, and it can't happen as I speak, we'll have boys, those who've been born again, we'll have the boys that come up here, altar. And all that once, everybody saved will be caught up. Right now, as I speak, it ain't gonna be long for that help.
Amen. All right.
Every saved person gonna hear the voice, but folks not saved ain't gonna hear the voice. Come up here, to in that body and the soul going together. One be caught up in the rapture, don't have to go by the funeral home. Because when he said, come up here, to, we'll have a glorified body.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes, sir.
It be worked on when he said, come up here, to. And all those who've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, gonna get up. And the clothes gonna be laying right here in this church. And all of us who have ever been born again will still be sitting here.
That's right.
Or wherever you may be at that time.
That's right.
And then what gonna happen wherever I'm there? What wrong?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Amen.
Folks who've never been born again, they gonna see pocketbooks and things laying around.
Yes.
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 Reverend. Them pretty bees behind folks' necks, and I don't know what happened, but I'm gonna get it.
Yes.
Yeah. Go in my pocket. You ain't gonna find much of mine, but go in my pocket. You. I know Rebel left some. You're right. Left some bills.
Rebel.
And guess what? Guess what? We'll be caught up. To meet the Lord. He ain't coming all the way down.
Thank you.
He's so glad to see us. He's going to meet us in the clouds.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget now, he don't lead them in the grave. They getting up too. God Almighty. The one got to give up the body. But all the things he has have a glorified body.
Yes. That's right. Yes, sir.
You can do away with your headache tablets.
Yes. Yes.
Your high blood medicine.
Yes.
If you're walking on a crutch, you don't need that no more. If you got rheumatism, you forget all of that stuff. We'll have a glorified body, a brand new body.
Thank you, Jesus. No more instant.
No more instant. The Bible says when we see him, didn't he say it, y'all? Didn't he say it, preacher? When we see him, we'll be like him. When Jesus got up out that grave, he had a glorified body.
Jesus called out in 1737.
They thought they had Jesus when they put him in the grave. But all that Sunday morning. With him. Don't take him lightly. See why Jesus was tackling me. He wants me to keep this going. I promise y'all. When he choked me, hit me in the top of my head. And he told me, preach what I said, preach.
Yes.
And not what folk want to hear.
Yes.
Now see where he's trying to put me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't make him your enemy. Can't nothing help you. Can't nobody help you. If God against you, everything else against you. Because he owns everything. And saints, do all you can while you can. Don't let the devil deal with you. Do all you can while you can. Because all of us got to face him one day. Everybody got to face him. Don't let the Lord be your enemy. It said, I heard this now. I heard. Everybody say, I heard. I'm not lying, I'm in the pulpit, but I heard. Lord have mercy. I heard that some Samhain sisters in New Orleans, if you get in trouble, go to them. Well, I stopped to tell you, the Samhain sister can't help you when the law get against you, buddy. Can't nothing help you. Nothing helped you. God ain't nowhere begging for nothing. He come here because he love us so. God Almighty. He love us so. If anybody love you, Jesus would love you. And everybody in this world ever been born in the world got to meet him one day. Everybody. Even when it first started, even Noah got to meet him. Adam got to meet him. Every knee got to bow. Think about it now. Bow now or bow later. Every knee, the Bible says every knee got to bow, every knee got to confess. But when you've been born again and you know what God done for you, you don't mind bowing. You ain't got no problem bowing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I'm going to close when I say this. And I mean it from the depth of my heart. I won't be in the pulpit lying to save my life. Really, I don't just want to see God. That crazy preacher said, what are you saying? Okay. When he called me home, I just can back up to him. I don't want to see him. That's the way I feel about God. He holy. He righteous. Anything that good and right, I can't take it off of him. Just long as, if he don't tell me to turn around, I'll stay with my back to him.
All right.
Watch this now. Long as I'm up there with him. I want y'all to get my point. Long as I'm up there with him, I won't need for nothing just like you if you were shaking his hand. Whatever you got, I get it. I'm up there where he is. I don't want to face God. Yeah, God, God, nothing. Just let me get there. Just.
All right.
All I know, I ain't got to cry no more. Uh-huh. All I know, I don't have to limp no more. Same. All I know, I don't have to have no more four teeth and all that kind of stuff. All I don't have to take no more headache tablet. Yeah. All I know, I'll be with him. Yeah. I will be with him. Long as I know I'm with him. People got to know what Jesus come here for. He didn't come here because you were so great. Got to think about that. Some folk go proud, don't want to bow down to Jesus, give your life to him. You better know what Jesus come here for. Without Jesus, you'll go to hell. I said, without Jesus, you will go to hell.
Yes, sir.
We take it lightly. Folks think you're trying to jive them and want to give my life. Yes, I want to give your life to him. You're not saved, you're going to wish you had him. If you die without Jesus, say it on you forever. Forever. Ain't no second chance. The devil bring that message in. I'm false preaching. Oh, ain't no second chance. This your chance while you live right now.
Right.
Ain't no second chance. This the only chance we have to get saved is right now. In your lifetime right now. Ain't no second chance. Don't let the devil mess you up. Why? Watch this now. Why don't folk that lost get saved? Let that sink in your mind. Why? Why? He give y'all the answer. Number one, if the devil not persuading you not, or you ashamed. The devil got power. He'll tell you, oh, don't play no thing. You got to overdo the devil. You know you ain't saved. You better get yourself saved. Because you know if you're not saved, you're going with him to the lake of fire forever. He know that. He's trying to get all the crowd. He two gods in this world. God and the devil. He trying to get souls just like God trying to get souls. He got preachers just like God got preachers. He got deacons, he got trustees, he got choir members, all that in churches. All that in churches. Don't let nobody fool you. All that in church. He like to hide. But you know you're not saved. Don't get shamed and get saved. Oh boy. Because you got to die. You're getting out of here. You know you're going to leave him. But where are you going when you leave? Let us all stand.
All right.
We open the doors of the church. Anybody want to give their life to Christ? You can come now. The doors of the church is open. You've been open ever since Jesus got up out of the grave. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. Just be a part of this membership. You may come. But you don't have to leave out lost. Give your life to Christ. If you want to go to another church where you're talking about Jesus, we'll send you right back to that other church. But just don't walk out here lost. You don't have to walk out here lost without Jesus as your personal Savior. Think about that. Ask your question to save. Ask your question to save. You're going to need Jesus. You see, sometimes when a sinner man, the devil let you watch a lot of things. Watch the devil. He'll let some saints suffer. Just suffer. That's God's business. If you don't hear that, that's it. He won't. The son of man is see something. See, they got to go through the same thing. He got to go through. Let them watch all that kind of stuff. Don't let them jive you. Let the devil jive in you. This body may ache. This body may do a lot of things. But when I die, I'm going to be with the Lord forever. And I have never no more pain. I have a glorified body. Don't let the devil jive you. He felt them too. He in this world too. He acting for souls just like Jesus acting for souls. That's what you got to understand. That's what I have to understand. He in every church. He in everywhere. All over this world. All over this world. Trying to get souls to go to hell with him. And God got real preaching everywhere. Telling folks. He come to save. Hallelujah. Don't walk out here alone.